What about the cute little ladder? It's like attached.
Yeah, it's just coming off of ladders.
There's, there's another truck that had the ladder that comes up like that. Yeah, yeah. Very scary, but.
Oh, yeah, and it's like a forklift. And it's
to help get you. I'm more afraid of that than the fire. I hated that shit.
Really?
Oh, the ladder?
I'm going to a burning, melting building any day. Dropping that fucking ladder and that wind's blowing.
Not a heights guy.
No.
I'm also not a heights guy. I used to climb cell phone towers.
Damn. And you like, you realize.
I am so.
If anything happens, there's no one going to catch me. It's not like it's just over. You know what I mean? I'm like, man, this. Yeah. You're like, hurry up.
I find peace in that.
What in tarnation?
You know, the crazy thing about being in a house fire is just pitch black. What? You wouldn't expect that. You can't see anything.
What do you mean?
Really?
What?
You go into a house fire to put it
okay,
out.
Okay, I just want to tell everybody that this is my biggest fear.
All right, talk to
me. Continue. No, this.
Oh, no, we don't even have to keep talking about
dying
your biggest fear.
Dying in a fire is my biggest fucking fear. I always think my house is about to be on fire. No, I mean,
you're good. I want to talk about your biggest fear. I want to bring up your trauma. But
I don't know why it's. Yeah. I don't know if it's trauma. It's just a
but
fear.
But you'll smell it before. Yeah, you're not going
to
wake up in flames
anymore. Because Josh can theoretically save you.
You wake up on
Josh,
fire.
Josh, go in the fire.
But
Josh,
I can't.
Don't go in the fire.
Call me.
Fucking save me.
And I'll say, hey, he can talk you through it.
Hey, fam, get you some water. First thing, get you some water.
Okay, I'm like on then, fire. I'm like.
I think it's too late for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just
biggest fucking fear.
Fire.
No, you smell it way before. And in modern day, it rarely happens. We didn't fight fire a lot because there's sprinklers everywhere. There's smoke alarms. That's rare.
So now it's like mostly like abandoned buildings and weird or
sometimes
industrial.
It's like old, really old houses, really old apartments. One fire I had, somebody smoked a cigarette and then they fell asleep smoking.
Okay, that's crazy.
Yeah, they had to.
How fucked up on Klonopin are you?
Yeah, we had to pull that boy up out of there.
Oof. Fucking fall asleep smoking.
Oh, that cigarette must have been good as hell, fam.
Crazy.
And then he had hit a shit in the house. People be hoarders, bro.
What happened right before the cigarette? I think that's the part that you
probably watching
I mean?
His stories. You know, the old people. They probably some old Andy Griffith or something. It was just
some diabetes.
Yeah.
Some old dude.
Pull that man up out of there. That.
Diabetes?
No, I used to have a joke. It was a story. It was some shit I did on the set of a Kevin Smith movie. Because they told me I was an extra in the background, and they told me to make up my lines. Because they're like, you're supposed to, like, when we say action, you're going to have a conversation with this, like, nurse at, like, the nurse's desk in this hospital.
What was y'all shooting this at?
In Jersey.
Nice. Okay, yeah. Go ahead, my man.
All my scenes got cut from the movie, but this is why. This is why.
Talk to me.
So I'm in the background. It's in Clerks 3. It was Clerks 3. And it's in the background of the scene when Justin Long is getting ready to shave Randall for his surgery.
Okay.
And so they're arguing about, like, he's like, you can't shave me. Like, I can't pull my dick out. My best friend is right here. Like, all this shit. He's like, I have a literally the argument. He's like, look, I have a small dick. And I tell people I have a small dick and they don't really believe me, but I really do have a small dick kind of thing. And he's like, so you can't show people my dick because then they'll know for sure. And it's this whole thing.
Oh,
but in
crazy.
The background of that, I was an extra. And I'm supposed, when they were like, when we, this little assistant director was like, when I yell action, when they yell action, you're going to start talking to this nurse at this nurse's station. You're going to walk up and be like, you're looking for your mom. You guys are going to have an extended conversation because it's like a long dialogue scene going
just
on
you?
Behind you. Yeah, that's just me. And they're like, so you're just, there were other people, other extras doing other things.
Oh,
but
okay.
I'm talking to this guy at the nurse's station.
Yeah,
like that's my role in the background. There's like other people like walking around, like there's somebody in our like a coat walking around with a clipboard,
going
to room kind of thing.
Right.
But they're like, this is an extended dialogue scene. So you have to have an extended conversation. So you're looking for your mom. It's going to take a while. You're going to start getting like frustrated. And then eventually a nurse is going to walk an old lady in like a gown over to you. And you're going to be like, oh, mom, you're going to hug her and then walk her out of the frame over here. And
I was like, roll. Saw the roll. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. So while we're in the background having this conversation, what all am I supposed to be saying to him? And he was like, oh, just make some shit up. Oh. And I was like, okay, bet. So when he yelled action, and I was like, oh, hey, I'm looking for my mom. And the guy was like, oh, okay, I'm so sorry. Like, why is your mom in the emergency room? Like trying to like ad lib or conversation with me. And I was like, oh, she was in there was a house fire. And he's like, oh no. Like, is she okay? And I was like, well, no, this is an emergency room. So, and he's like, right. Yes. And, kind of thing. And he's like, well, what happened? Like, was it an electrical fire? And I was like, no, mom fell asleep with a cigarette. And he's like, oh no, so her like bed caught fire. And I was like, no, mom sleeps in her Dale Jr. recliner. And now he starts realizing that I'm just fucking with him. And so now he's like trying not to like crack because the cameras are behind me.
Yeah, yeah.
So they can't see my face and how much joy I'm getting out of this, but they can see his. So he has to fucking lock it in. Now I'm just like, oh, I have to break you. Yeah, like, this is what I do, my guy.
Yeah, yeah. Mama ain't coming home. This great fucking one.
Oh, I did. I went on this whole thing. He was like, oh my God, well, like, what do you mean? And I was like, mom fell asleep smoking a cigarette in her Dale Jr. recliner. And that thing is, it says it's flame retarded, but it's not. And he goes, do you mean retardant? And I said what I said.
That just got me.
For some reason, to me, I thought it sounded good. I'm like, yeah.
Me too. I was like, yeah. Analytics.
Okay, because they do say it. Retardant.
It's retardant.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That sounds better. That's
right. But I did it on purpose.
Yeah, sure.
And he was like, and he was like, well, what's that mean? And I was like, that means mom fell asleep with that cigarette. And it lit that whole chair up. But I'm here because I've got to meet with her and her doctor because they want to talk about her plastic surgery. And he's like, why would she need plastic surgery? I was like, because mom sleeps naked. And when she dropped that cigarette, it hit the chair and then lit up her old undercarriage. Yeah, and this whole, and he's like trying not to just completely break. And by the time when they yelled cut, my guy just busted out laughing. That's and this crazy. Assistant director just ran over and was like, what's going on over here? And that guy told on me.
Ah, yeah. The damn work snitch.
That's weird. Yeah. Was he a firefighter?
Right. Yeah. Right. I compared to a guy in grade school that reminded the teacher about the homework. Mm, I never liked that.
No.
Well, I guess you would also have to assume I never did the homework.
Yeah.
Because if you did the homework, I guess you would be hype to turn it in.
I was usually pretty hype.
Damn, you was doing... Okay, so when you go home back then, do you do the homework immediately or did you fuck around first and do the homework?
I fucked around for like the first hour at my grandparents' house and then I did my homework. Or sometimes I
would get caught up in the fuck around. I go home after watching, I think it was like Hey Arthur probably or some Rocco's Modern Life.
Oh, Rocco's Modern Life.
Nickelodeon was just vibing.
Yeah.
But then you get caught up in that. Then you gotta eat. Grandma bring you the plate. Now I'm eating the plate.
Yeah, I got snacks. How can I do homework?
Yeah, but then you know, prime TV, wrestling starts coming on. Things start coming on around 6, 7. But then, you know, my bedtime's fucking 9. Now mom's home. You do your homework. Sure. And do it. Go home, sleep, and wake up. And then I'm like, I'll do it early. Maybe copy somebody early in the morning. Nobody gets there on time. And then boom.
I was a straight A student.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn. If I had to run it back. I would be. I guess everybody can say that.
I'm almost the most valedictorian in my
class. No! You're competing for that. Huh?
I was until my senior year. Until I joined the Army, I was like super serious. And then once I raised my right hand, I was like,
now, what, now what race won it?
Wait, what?
The valedictorian that year.
Some white girl.
Ah! Yeah. I was going to go Asian, Indian, or I was going to actually throw a bid in for us, but...
Brother, I graduated with 7 people. All of them were mostly white.
Hold on. Hold the fucking phone. So you were homeschooled?
No.
You were homeschooled with 7 people.
A small southern.
Oh, that shit don't even count for real. Y'all didn't even have homework. Valedictorian.
You want to hear crazier?
Talk to me.
3 people.
No, sir.
Private Christian school.
Like, what was it, Montessori or something?
No, it was the Florida Christian Academy.
Is this so you did that for 4 years?
No. Just okay. My senior year. Yeah, the end of my junior year and my senior year. I went to public school, all of the rest of it.
You know, I'm talking shit to you, bro, but now that I'm thinking about it, I got suspended. I got kicked out. Let's take that back. I got expelled, respectfully, to my mom.
Sorry, you get expelled from a lot of stuff.
I got expelled. I know, man. I gotta stop getting expelled from this. I gotta stay in something. Sorry, expelled me from school, bro. I was selling some weed. Was never good at selling weed. So, but it was just a thing you do. They called me bullshitting. Ironically, a snitch. You know how that goes. They kicked me out. Then I have to find a school to graduate. It's senior year. I go to what they call a Montessori school. It's about seven of us in that motherfucker. So as I'm talking shit to y'all, I'm realizing I graduated with seven motherfuckers. Oh. However, we graduated with a group of other private schools.
So it felt like
it was a group of us.
It felt like a 300. Yeah, because
seven-person graduation, that's 2 minutes. You ain't got to get dressed up for that shit.
I graduated with a thousand.
That's what it's supposed to be.
1,500.
Yeah, what's your last name? What's your last name start with?
Feldman. It's F.
Oh, so you up there early. I was L.
I'm up there early, but...
Oh, see, you Wilkerson? I got it. You can come late. Yeah. That's going to be a minute.
Public school? My high school class at Newberry High School, which I would have graduated from. Mm-hmm. Shout out Newberry High School.
Newberry.
Friend of the podcast. But
what up,
Andy? We literally used to yell that, dude. Like at basketball games, I was one of the chants. It was like, Newberry. Newberry.
God, high school was crazy. Did you go to college?
I did, but not until I started community college, met an army recruiter at the community college and got me. Got
really?
Me
that's because he's
got
like, yeah,
good.
How about money instead of this bullshit? You're like, I'll do it.
Literally, literally. Yes, he was like, what are you going here for? And I was like, oh, I'm going to get my, radiology license. And he was like, oh, you know, you could do that in the army. And instead of paying $20,000 for it, you could make like 28 grand a year.
Damn. You know? So you got 2 years in?
Huh?
2 years of college in?
No, I did the military, got out of the military, started going back to college, couldn't figure out, didn't know why I wasn't good in the classroom.
Yeah, comedians aren't not meant for college, I don't think.
And then about,
I don't think so.
Yeah.
After knowing all you.
Yeah, what is there? No point.
Then like.
College?
I swear you had all A's.
I did a bachelor's degree.
Yeah, I also have a bachelor's degree.
What'd you graduate with?
In psychology and criminal justice.
Oh, see, I was going to do the psychology. I studied psychology, but.
Yeah.
You still remember some of that shit? Is it still up there?
Yeah, some of it.
I just feel like you hate admin shit.
Huh?
Like you hate admin-y, school-y type.
But it's also hard. You can't tell. You can't ask You can't ask a 17 or 18 year old what you want to be for the rest of your life, if you ask me. Like if we're 17, you're like, hey, what do you want to major in? I don't fucking know. It's like 1,000 majors. I'm throwing so much shit out.
I dropped out, and then I ended up going back. But when I was first in college, I was in for business.
Business.
And then I had to drop out.
You could do that, but in order to do that, you'd have to like, be honest with kids about all of the options that are out there.
Now, mind you, if you're going to be a lawyer, doctor, something that requires literal book studies, I don't know about the college. But I ain't gonna say it's a scam.
Yeah,
it's a bit of a scam.
It's a bit of a scam.
But it's a scam.
Yeah,
especially
it's a bit of a scam.
Have you seen the shit in California?
What's that?
Like they just passed that bill in colleges where they're no longer allowing legacy admissions or like donor related admissions. Like it has to be.
I can see because they got jammed up. Those celebrities got jammed up out there.
Oh my God, I was just talking to somebody about that.
Yeah, they got jammed up.
Like fuck.
You know, it was only $15,000 that they paid to get their kids into these colleges.
It's not even that much money.
No, but and they all went to jail. That's not worth it.
Well, I hate to say sounds a little extreme.
But $15,000 is the part they got caught on. Do you know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
Like that might have been the first payment.
We gotta find out what's the crime. So the crime is I'm rich as hell. I'm trying to get my kids into school. They too dumb to get in there.
I'm gonna pay.
Not all of them.
Okay.
One of them got in without any help.
Okay.
Like, so then I just like, throw you.
So if I throw 15 grand on it. Or maybe they're smart. They just didn't do a schoolwork. Either way, I'll give you 15 grand. I feel like that's 100% of celebrities doing that probably. And then they got caught. Right. Who wouldn't do that?
Not yeah, just celebrities. Anybody,
I wouldn't even think that was illegal.
Anybody with money.
Yeah,
that's,
anybody.
Yeah. With money. Yeah. That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Two of them were celebrities. Yeah. The rest so they were just rich people.
Yeah, like, good point about the politicians too. You know they had about all their kids.
They were looking at like they were looking at like.
Let's look at the Menendez brothers for a second. Those rich fucks.
They were looking at like Harvard and Stanford and Berkeley and all of those schools.
They putting their bread down.
Like one of them, it was like 22% of admissions. Was like nepotism and money related.
Of course, of course.
And so they're basically outlawing it, and like all these rich people are losing their shit and everything that. Yeah. But then they did this.
Here come the poor. Well,
but then they did this study about the college. Well, they did this study about like the relation to income related to the degrees from different schools, right? Mm. So like, if you got that like a degree from like Stanford, and you got the same degree at like UC. Like Cal or something, like it was like a $60,000 a year income difference.
Mm,
so it's like you're literally buying your kid more money in the future over somebody who actually earned the right to make that much money.
Yeah, and then that motherfucker gets the job, and now they suck at the job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then
the cost of the services from that company costs more because they have to cover the cost of that stupid person's salary versus somebody that's actually doing something.
Yeah, but then we have to figure this out. Let's say we get rid of college. What should a kid do after high school?
Work the army.
Yeah, that's what it was. The Israel does that, right?
Yes, I don't say we get rid of college. I say we make it you can't apply to college
because the
until
beer
you're
and
20.
The parties are fun too. That has to be a part.
Yeah,
of
you
it.
Have to do that. Yeah.
Whatever
you
your home phases,
you gotta get, go to jail. You gotta fuck up. You need to.
For real. You gotta do some time.
You gotta get somebody pregnant. Yeah. You gotta get an abortion.
I think 2 years of public service. 2 years of some kind of public service.
Yeah.
What counts as a public service? What are we talking?
Library.
Yeah,
school,
sure.
Like restaurant.
Service work. Any kind of service work.
Yeah, that's real.
Like,
that's real.
Like any sort of, if you're like, I want to be a welder, you can go do like your on-the-job apprenticeship.
Right,
kind of stuff like that.
Right.
But I think college, you shouldn't be able to apply until you're, it should kind of be similar to like the NBA and shit. Mm-hmm, like now you have to play a year in college before you can go to the NBA because, hey, we need to know that you're not a complete fuck up.
Yeah,
before we trust you with thousands and thousands of dollars.
Right.
But somehow we'll be like, hey, you might be a complete fuck up, but we'll give you $100,000 in student loans.
Right, exactly.
Which is crazy.
Crazy. And you don't even know what you're doing. Like, what 17-year-old knows what the fuck they're doing? You know how annoying teenagers are?
I guarantee you the percentage is astronomical. The number of, like, freshman college students who buy a PS5 with their like tuition course. Or
and
like
some, and some tats. You know you gotta get some tats with that shit.
Yeah.
A tattoo are crucial. Cause you finally out the house, moms can't see me.
Yeah.
She won't know for another 6 months.
Yeah.
I can go ahead and get one.
Yeah, you gotta show up for your first class with like Dennis Rodman.
Come on, man. Got to, bro.
I like graduated high school and went right into my career. It's crazy.
See, that's the smart thing. But see, you gotta just you're
but
lucky enough to know
what
you were doing. Exactly. Yeah. That's the key.
I had no idea.
And now I'm like, what do I want to do? Mm-hmm. Where everybody else has just figured out and really comfortable.
Well,
I've already had a 20-year career.
Well, but even that, like when you first started your career immediately out of high school, didn't you first start doing special effects makeup?
But that's what we talk about growing
the base and then branching out, like we were saying earlier.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I figure it out really quickly. And then I'm down to shape shift and change and rebuild and fuck up.
Yeah, but that's good because now you're a young motherfucker with experience, which is rare. You got you got to pick one. Are you young or do you have experience?
Dude,
but
I
if
feel
you start
like,
young, you got both.
I feel like that's what in comedy. Yeah. I feel like that's what happens.
Exactly.
Young, like the people who have like real life experience when they start
for sure,
immediately go take off faster.
Yeah, you got something to say. You got something to talk about. You know what I mean?
I started when I was 28.
Same. I think I'm 27.
Yeah.
But in the grand scheme of things, that's still young. But we always want to start when we're 10, but it's impossible.
I started at 30.
Yeah.
Dude, I started at 30.
That's crazy.
But you know who
that's
you
crazy.
Are.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. The experience helps because you don't have to figure out, like, what am I doing? What do I think?
Well, but like going back to like being honest about like all of the options that are out there, do you know what I mean? Like, I won Young Author Awards in first grade and third grade. but nobody ever encouraged me to write.
Right. So you were low key.
You know what I mean? Wild. I was shitty at baseball, but everybody encouraged me to, stick with it. That's
That's a good point, though.
Stick with this sport.
So what you're saying is, I thought you started at 30. Your soul been doing this shit since you started.
Dude,
And that's kind of how it is. You just gotta find that shit.
Yeah, well, I got my bachelor's degree eventually. I went back to school online and got my bachelor's degree in graphic design and digital marketing. Mm-hmm. And I went to work for like a freelance company, like consulting company. Mm. And so I was like writing copy for companies, like for articles and things that they were putting out and like press releases for things. And like a European version of like that Ramjack company that like levels houses and foundations and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like a European company that like invented like the shit that they put underneath there and like the expanding foam that levels the shit. So I was doing like writing press releases and shit for them. They had me write like a Halloween one. They wanted like a spooky Halloween, like kind of like fake story kind of thing, like a fake news kind of thing. But it was like, imagine if like a house like split in half because it was over like a, what was that shit from like Charmed, like a fault line or something.
Sure, sure.
And, it was Halloween. So like a magical energy was released and the house split in half. But luckily, like, you know, whatever the company, I think it was called GeoBear. Shout out GeoBear.
GeoBear.
What up, bro? So there's some of you listening in the UK. You have heard of GeoBear.
UK? One more time. But they were like killing these, but you know, y'all got me smoked out. All right, thank you.
So they had like a Ghostbusters style car with their logo on it. So it was like, they showed up like the Ghostbusters and sealed this magical rift with their special formula kind of thing.
Yeah,
so I just had to write like a ridiculous, crazy article and just have fun with it.
Oh, that's lit.
And it was shit that like I was doing like that. And I was like, this is the shit that I've wanted to do. And then getting diagnosed and talking with a therapist and they were like, why don't you take that?
How old were you when they told you that? Diagnosed.
30. I started stand up a month and a half.
You had a big 30, bro. I think I'm autistic. I think I'm a comic, too.
Do you want to hear the wildest part?
What's that?
My first appointment at the University of Florida, they have the Center for Autism and Related Disabilities. And so I had to go into there for a 4-hour observation appointment. Mm. I had to do all of these like online like tests and like things like that and send them into them and all these evaluation forms. And then when I went for the appointment, the first part of the appointment was literally them interviewing my mom. They were like, you have to bring like a parent or sibling to this observation thing with you because we have to talk to them about your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And then did the observation with the doctor. Now, the first day they ever told me, they're like, you're definitely autistic. It was April 1st. It was April 1st, 2019. And I literally told my mom, I was like, I can't even tell anyone until tomorrow.
That's a fact.
Wouldn't that be funny if they called you back now?
About that. We've seen you on TikTok. We got to tell you.
I hadn't been on TikTok yet.
April 4th. It's October 2024 now.
Hilarious.
But where are y'all on Halloween? Y'all big Halloween people?
I am.
I got into it.
You're a big Halloween guy?
Kind of. It's definitely my favorite holiday, I think.
Fuck yes.
Because one, we're in the fall. Best season. Love the season of the vibe.
Will you go to a haunted house?
I will.
Will you go with me?
Let's do that.
Way to bring Wesley Snipes back in. You went full Blade voice. You said, I will.
We go to the one down the street.
So I don't think you understand.
There's like three of them.
I haunt houses.
But it's because I like being scared. Like I like roller coasters for the same reason. Like I'm scared of heights.
Love roller coasters.
But I'm hopping that roller coaster. Same thing with that. It's like I don't think they can kill me. So I'm gonna just go through this bitch.
Legally, they've signed papers.
Ooh,
yeah,
I love that shit.
Yeah, it's so fun. There's one down the street that has three of them.
Damn,
it's so fun.
But I'm all about that.
Have y'all
I
seen
do
those?
Every year.
Have y'all seen those extreme haunted houses where you have to sign a form and they can hurt you?
Like the Candy Manor.
Bro, when I'm signing a form, that's crazy.
Yeah,
bro.
When they're
it's
like, "Hey,
disgusting, like what they're doing."
Oh yeah, yeah. Some of that shit.
We can beat your ass. That's crazy, bro.
You basically sign up for torture.
Yeah, it's disgusting. They shave your head. They beat you up.
There's a house where the experience is 6 hours and you can like tap out at any time. But if you make it the full 6 hours, they'll give you $20,000, but nobody's ever made it.
Yeah, it's a McCammy one.
Yeah.
Only 20 grand? Nah, I'm good.
Oh. For 6 hours?
Yeah, nah, I'm good.
Nah.
I'm just, if I were homeless, though,
that would be great. Hey, boys, I got a spot for us. We gotta get our ass licked.
I was reading about one of the things, and they put you in like a cage and drop you in water, and there's like, oh, you have to like breathe through the bars of the cage.
Is different. Yeah. That ain't got nothing to do with haunted houses. Motherfuckers just want to get their sick off.
Doug, I literally thought of the old Dave Chappelle, Tyrone Bigum sketches from Fear Factor.
Yeah, for sure.
And I was like, Doug, you imagine Tyrone just in that cage with his own bar of soap, just like, hey, thank y'all for the fresh water.
Real shit, bro. If they doing all that, I don't want to do 6 hours of anything.
No.
Maybe shrooms, maybe. Even if that's sick, I'm like, all right, that's enough. I'm getting tired.
6 hours is a lot.
Six hours of it, that's crazy,
I'll
bro.
Drive.
Yeah. I can drive. Should be a good, 30, 40 minutes?
Yeah.
For what?
I go through it.
Oh, haunted house? It's not 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Enough to keep your heart rate elevated, and when you get out, you're like, oh, I'm still alive.
Because even a two-hour movie, it starts getting you start moving around, shifting in the damn seat.
Yeah, an hour and a half for a movie is perfect.
Yeah.
Even a two-hour massage. I know that sounds crazy, but 2 hours, damn. I'm like,
the reason I don't like those long massages is because you're going to put me to sleep within the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And you wake me up. I don't know how long this shit. I guess there's a watch. You could just look at your watch. But however, what if they
start your own timer?
Sometimes I feel like they got over because you massaged me. I went to sleep early and I didn't really get to feel the massage. I was asleep. I took a nap. You know what I mean?
You need to take a nap.
Yeah. I don't like it. You could have left.
Yeah. I want to be awake for a massage. I want to be asleep for a workout.
Ooh.
Yeah. Imagine if you could just fall asleep at the gym and then wake up post-workout.
Yeah, and you're still tired. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You wake up tired as hell.
You wake up sweaty and you're like, ooh.
Good workout, boys.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
There was
an old movie from the 2000s with Kyle MacLachlan, and I can't remember the name of it, but the concept was people could like swap consciousness.
Damn.
You know?
That's scary.
So you could like vacation across the country by just swapping bodies with somebody, kind of thing.
Maybe. But I don't know about
that.
They were like, they don't want to give the body back.
Or what if they swap and then they get killed?
Oh.
So that's the concept of the movie.
Damn!
So
it's like,
it's like somebody kills somebody else in his body, swaps back.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Because now
he's suspected of murder.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But there's like a CEO in the movie who swaps bodies with his personal trainer. So when the guy goes to his office, the personal trainer's body is like behind the desk, like on the headset, talking to people and like having the conversation with him while the trainer is in his body on the treadmill. So it's just this like fat, sweaty CEO guy, just like, grease everywhere. Just like that kind of like,
that's crazy.
Like, you know how they did like the makeup? Have you seen the new Dunes?
I ain't seen it. I gotta start them.
Like,
it's good.
Yeah. Oh, I like, yeah, and like, I love Zendaya.
You know how like they put actors in like fat suits to like make them like extra gross? Yes, like the penguin.
This guy is gnarly.
Gross.
Yeah. And he levitates, which is confusing.
Yeah.
I watch that shit too.
Yeah,
it's confusing.
Yeah. Sci-fi.
Damn.
Aliens.
Yeah, no, maybe space. I don't know if it's...
Exactly.
Are they aliens?
Yeah.
Do y'all think we have aliens? Let's go there.
Uh-oh. Oh, we know we have aliens. Yeah, you remember 2020?
This is a podcast. Now we got a podcast.
When you were tweeting and all those science, all those firemen were...
Oh, I guess I wasn't awake that day.
What did the government say?
The government released everything.
Yes. It was 2020?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was so much going on. You can't do that. That's like me being in a fight and then AJ saying, hey, bro, you know, you got AIDS. And he just walks. He's like, bro, I can't focus on that right now. I'm in the middle of this fight.
You're in the middle of a fight, and I'm like, hey, I touched your girlfriend's butt once.
You're like, hold on. He said, what now? I can't focus on that. That's why you said it just then. That's you would never say that.
At the end of the fight, you're like, you like big butts? And I was like, I cannot lie.
And then after, they're like, you know, he touched your butt. He's like, yeah, he told you. I was like, I guess he told me, but that shit didn't count.
Yeah.
Because I was busy with, that's crazy.
Exactly. It was like, it was literally right around the time everybody was upset at like all the like Congress and senators who sold all their stock right before lockdown. Sure. And then they were like, here's 300 pages of documents.
I got time to read this shit.
Yeah. Unredacted. But it acknowledged like UFOs and spacecraft and all of this stuff.
Love it.
And then nobody just ever brought it up again.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No, they also released like 100 new pages of, from like Google the JFK.
No, but like, where are they?
I mean,
they're here.
On our, aliens? I don't know.
Where are the aliens?
Well, okay. I've heard a theory. I've heard a theory.
No,
I don't believe that. Throw me out the window, but I've heard a theory where there were ancient, super ancient. Let's say humans have been around for 1 million years. There have been aliens per se, which we would be if we went to Mars, by the way. Yeah. Just, you're just not from there. You know what I mean? So they're out there. Fuck, I lost it.
No, I know this. It's like
Okay, yes. So there were these aliens. They got into an ancient galactic war. Mm. Their planet got blown up like they say Earth will be at a certain point, and they have to go somewhere else. They say we have to go somewhere. They find Mars. They found footprints and other pyramids and shit on. Then they come here and see us walking around like fools, and they're like, oh, we can just take care of this, build them up. And they say they put pyramids. I don't know. As much as I want to credit the black man for the pyramids, I love this theory.
I also love this
theory. You know what I mean? So they say they planted that almost like their flag, because it was like it was like an internet back then, the pyramids were, and they put them all over the planet kind of. So that's what they're saying. And then I guess maybe they went back to wherever the fuck they got going on.
I think they were airports. I think the pyramids were alien airports.
Could have been.
Like, oh, we can just park our ship right on top of this, like the way people balance rocks and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, boom, we walk right down the outside. Mm-hmm.
Because the mathematics of it could be of something that is not human. It's so accurate.
Yeah.
And we still haven't figured out how they've done it. So I think us as humans...
know how they moved the stones.
Aliens. And us as humans, we think we're so important, especially America.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We always think it's only us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Power Rangers. America!
But like, and I'm even though I'm black, I fall victim to that just thinking it's only us. Because like you said, well, what's going on in France? Like, who gives a fuck? We're in America. So if it ain't in New York, Atlanta, Nashville, Miami, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
But I think
we're so fucked up to even think.
I know, but that is all we are. But I think that's hilarious. But I respect it. But
said the Jew.
So, I think that us as humans, we think that we're like the only people here, or the smartest thing, because we're smarter than the animals and shit and the birds. But I think there could be aliens out here that look at us like birds, and they're just not animal abusers. Mm. You know what I mean? Like we wouldn't walk past a bird and like choke it to death, even just because we're superior. So I think it could be some of that. Hope not. Because I hope so, if they're nice.
Well, some people are like that. And I think that's some aliens are like that. Sure. You know what I mean? Yeah. So sure. I think some aliens have shown up here in the past.
On
the
some same bullshit.
Way, the same way creepy white dudes show up on Indian reservations and are like, I'm here to fuck some shit up.
And I think that's where the biblical text gets stuff like Satan. You know what I mean?
Bad
and
alien.
Gods and all of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think we get a couple like predator situations every once in a while. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I think it's like tourists who are like, hey, let's go bird watching.
For sure.
At the human exhibit.
And honestly, I don't even know if I'm mad at the government for not telling us. You know, my whole life you're thinking, fucking government lying, holding secrets. But what do we do with that information?
We chew on it for a while until we're used to.
That's real. Maybe we'll start respecting each other more as humans.
So this is
instead of fighting all fucking time. You know what I mean?
So this is a concept from like a science fiction book.
Mm.
But the concept is like science fiction, like as a genre, when it like really exploded in like the 60s and or 50s, 60s and so on, was the like government funded. Like entertainment projects designed to start introducing us planting to the concepts of aliens.
Sure, that's real.
So that
that's
was like, real. Oh, they've been keeping this information from us. It's like, but they've been giving trying us to time to chew on the concept.
Yeah, because your ass couldn't handle that.
Independence Day.
It's like when your mom tell you when you're a kid, I tell you when you're older.
Men in Black.
Yeah.
Well, more like the original science fictions, like the first, like the original Star Trek.
Right.
Like the idea that we're just exploring space,
Twilight
like that.
Zone.
Star Wars, a long, long time ago in a galaxy far away.
Space.
We got a podcast on our hands now, boys.
Coneheads.
SNL. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Wow.
But there's like the whole concept like you were talking about that like if an alien race like that is old enough to have reached like space travel, space travel still takes so much time that by the time some of those aliens even reached us, their original planets were gone.
Dude, imagine space travel Superman in dog years.
Huh?
Imagine space travel in dog years.
Yeah, you're dead. You're
done. Yeah, dude. Immediately. Oh my god.
Yeah, I guess you couldn't bring a dog on that trip.
No, no, dude.
Unless you bring two of them, you just keep having generations of this same motherfucker. Yeah.
Even like a regular human astronaut, dude. Like, imagine if Lance Armstrong had like a poodle.
Right.
Yeah.
He was, I don't know how long that mission was, like 8 months or something.
Yeah. It was long.
But to that dog, he was gone for like 5 years.
To the moon, that's what they were saying? Because, you know, everybody, they've cut that and said, we just made that in Hollywood. We didn't go to the moon anymore. I haven't looked into that, but that's what everybody's saying.
Yeah, because the flag wasn't waving.
That's what they say. I didn't look into that conspiracy yet.
The flag wouldn't wave because
there's no atmosphere.
There's no gravity,
but there is space weather.
There's space weather.
Sure.
Yeah, there are magnetic.
See, I think we went to the moon. I hope we did. I don't know. I didn't look down there.
I don't know why we haven't gone again.
I haven't digested it. And that's why that I have a hard time believing it. Because if we went once.
But who's to say they're not up there setting up shop and on some shit like can't let us know?
Yeah,
more pyramids.
They said they found them. There's pyramids up there.
Mm. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Maybe we didn't go back because we went there and then somebody popped out and was like, "Hey, this is our outpost."
And they were like, "Don't show them that." Yeah, that's a good point. You go there because how many people actually know when we go to the moon? Maybe the president of all the countries on the world. Maybe they know that we're up there, and then the 2-4 astronauts up there. It's only 12 people, maybe. Well, actually, no.
Well, but also...
No, and so within the government, there's so many things.
But what I'm saying is, so if an alien were to pop out and be like, motherfucker, go back home, this is our house.
Yeah.
It's only about 100 people.
Yeah. Well, and now that we're starting to try and go back with, like, SpaceX and all of that kind of stuff, maybe it's just like with other government programs, like when a government's contract expires and they have to, like, pick up and leave and they abandon a base...
Maybe the alien contract expired. He gonna tweet from the moon. He couldn't help it.
Yeah. Maybe the aliens.
Elon.
Yeah.
If he go up there, bro, he gonna have
is
to get
it. Is he going up there?
I don't know, but he like I feel like he wouldn't keep a secret because he couldn't.
No, he couldn't. Yeah.
Like, so if there was some shit up there going down, he'd be like, "Fuck it, they got aliens up there. I just saw it. Here's the picture. Boom, that's him, bro."
Dude, if him and Trump went to the moon, we would know everything.
Very nice aliens.
Doug, if they went to the moon, could you imagine if they came back and like the world just rejected their passports?
That's why I couldn't do it. That's why I couldn't like go to. I don't trust. That's just like if you throw me in Asia, that would be scary because I've never been to Asia. I don't speak the language. If you throw me in, you know, Thailand, which is probably still Asia.
Yeah,
I'm still in Asia.
Yeah,
but if I want to go to Asia. But if they throw me out of space, you just gotta hope everybody lets me back in.
Yeah,
I don't like that. It's too far for me. And then you got the atmosphere coming back in. It's just get. I couldn't understand the astronaut.
And there's
shit.
Still a good distance between the atmosphere and the ground where somebody could just shoot you out of the sky because they're like, we don't know. That could be that could be a foreign something.
But you had the best selfies though when you go up there.
Yeah.
Because you're floating.
No, but you've seen the Earth. That's a real it's you and the Earth behind you. That's the hardest selfie in the world.
Flat earthers.
Yeah. Exactly. What kind of shit is that?
Flat earthers. Crazy. How do they wake
you can go
up
to a beach and see that it's round. It ain't even, you can look, you can tell.
That's what I'm saying. I've been on boats, I've been on planes, and you can be like, oh, you can see that little...
It's a sphere.
Yeah.
It ain't that deep.
Flat earthers. What about the people that think that the government's controlling the weather?
Those people think that the hurricanes that are going on right now are because of the fucking government.
I've heard that theory, too. Now, how about this? To their defense,
there are people in the government who believe that. Marjorie Taylor Greene tweeted that shit.
Now, I wouldn't put it past... the government,
that's
but
true.
I don't think so.
I don't know
because
how they could.
Unless there's money involved, these motherfuckers just want some cash. If they said you could make $1 million making a hurricane and killing some people, they would do that.
Americans will believe anything but climate change.
No, facts. They don't want to believe that.
They don't want to believe that.
Except for the Jews.
They
don't believe in climate change.
The climate change.
That's why people think they control the weather. Just because they believe in it.
No, we just control the entertainment industry. We do not control the weather.
There'll be hard proof, like facts. Climate change is really happening. And
if they control the weather, cool that shit off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just turn that shit down about 68.
Yeah.
That no, that's why most people don't believe in climate change. They're like, I can just adjust my climate.
Yeah, you know, like it's a down at the house. About.
Of
yeah.
course we control the weather. Do you not yeah. see these buttons, Doug?
Man, it'd be hot as hell.
I control the weather in this motherfucker yeah. all day.
Bro, that summer heat, bro, in the south.
It was crazy.
It's deadlier every year. Yeah. If you don't have AC in that car.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't, brother.
Woo, I've been there. That's what I'm saying. Like, I had a Honda back in the day. And that was hell, probably 10 years ago. So now with this heat,
yeah,
no AC. Because the windows in the south don't help you. If you're in LA or New York, you can have no AC in the summer and just let your windows down and get a cool breeze.
Yes and no. It was really, really hot in LA this summer.
Yeah,
it was like wild.
But we got that oven. We got that oven heat.
It was oven heat.
It's breath. Sauna versus steam room.
Woo. Yeah, that's true. But yeah, that's still, real. I hadn't felt LA that Damn. Bad in a long
time. Yeah, I didn't really think about the heat down here because I moved here from Minneapolis and I was like, I don't need AC. I'm in Minneapolis. I roll the windows down. Yeah,
no. It's as extreme as Chicago's winters. Because how I fear their winter, I'm like, oh, how could they do it? They should fear the summers like that.
Because
you can take all your clothes off. That ain't going to help you.
No.
And you got to get in the house, get some AC.
Doug, you see how unused to heat people are when you see like heat waves in New York City and you're like, what's the heat? And it's like 90 degrees.
I'm like, no,
and people are fainting.
Yeah. They can't handle it.
That ain't shit. Put off a summer day in Florida when the humidity is 60 degrees and it's 107 outside.
Were your people good down there after the hurricane? Did you still have people down there?
Yeah. Okay. My parents went to my sister's house in Jacksonville.
I was going to ask, because
they are in a...
Gainesville got hit, right? Yeah,
I think
they're
so.
They're in the whole state.
Yeah.
I was watching, because what was it, Milton, this newest one?
Milton,
Cat 5, strong, if not stronger than Katrina.
Man, very
And the way that it wrapped, it got
like, when you looked at it on the map, the whole it damn near covered the entire state. So, damn, okay, I'm glad your people straight, man.
I forgot you're in Mexico, Florida. Too.
The Florida is getting pummeled. It's like, crazy. I think it was...
Did y'all have hurricanes growing up? I guess you did. Hell,
yeah, I think it was like 2005.
Thanks for this shit. Yeah.
Well, like 2005, I think we got like 8.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was just like
the thing about this
back,
hurricane
back,
last night was, they said it came through, it was so strong, there was 87 tornadoes throughout the state of Florida in one night.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that is shit is crazy, bro. That's a crazy state to live in.
You ever seen tornadoes before?
Yeah, I haven't seen them.
Terrible.
But in Tennessee, you know, we get them.
Yeah.
But I've seen video of one going downtown once. The East Nashville one hit not too long ago.
Yeah.
That was ugly. And the thing, I hate tornadoes. We were talking about this one night at one of the shows. A tornado, there's no warning. Like with the Milton, they say, hey, you got 7 days. Get your shit. Get the fuck out of here. Bro, we can look outside right now. They say, bro, y'all got 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And that shit is down the street. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's scary.
And they can change direction. They can predict where it's going to go, but then it'll just get
reversed.
They can also jump.
Yeah.
Ooh, which is wild.
Yeah.
Tornadoes. Like, almost like think like a BMX bike.
Sure.
Like a tornado can hit like a hill and literally jump over places and hit and like jump in midair. Just be like, oop, I'm going over here now.
Ooh. That's what happened in my hometown, my little small town of Lockett, Texas, with one stoplight. There was a tornado and it wasn't supposed to hit. And then all of a sudden it took a hard left and just... It hit the hole.
Yeah.
There were peanut trailers everywhere. It was crazy.
Movie recommendation. Leroy, Texas. Incredible. You said Texas. It reminded me of this movie, Leroy, Texas, about a small town. Got like a 98 on Rotten Tomatoes. Brand new writer, director. Incredible movie.
What's the synopsis? Or is it better to know nothing?
A man tries to put a hit out on his wife and shit hits the fan.
Right.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds a little No Country for Old Men-ish.
Yeah, it's really good. Excellent writing. It's good movie. Leroy, Texas. Y'all, put in the comments if y'all like, you're going to love the movie. Thank me in the comments of what you do.
Ooh, yeah.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Yeah.
Praise.
Yeah.
Leroy, Texas.
Do you have any shows coming up?
Shows coming up. Yes. You know what I'm thinking? Y'all can help me with this. Not to divert from your question, I got a show on the 5th, which is election night, at an art gallery, Josh Black and Friends. Come out to that. If you see this before November 5th, the election night.
This will be out before November 5th.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. So, if you pull up to that, I'll be there for sure. It's going to be real fun. I'm thinking about moving to Chicago.
All right.
Nice. All right.
Yes. I love Chicago.
I love Chicago.
Yes. Yes. Okay, good. I'm thinking about it. That's why I was talking about the Chicago winter right now. I was just subconsciously fearing the damn winter.
It's not that bad.
Oh.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. You're from Minneapolis, though. Yeah.
Minneapolis is worse.
Exactly.
Yeah. Chicago is not bad.
Don't trust her.
That's what I'm saying. But she was to blizzards and whiteouts and shit. And
it is horrible. It is horrible.
Just dress in layers.
Get a peacoat.
Ugh. Right. Okay, yeah. I got a thick boy. Yeah. When I went up there, I headlined the Zanies up there. I took that. I bought some mittens.
Got mittens and get the car thing.
It felt gay, but I liked it. I liked it. Yeah, I had some little mittens on.
Toboggan.
Ooh, a good scarf.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. I always, like, with the Minneapolis, I had, like, snowboarding gear, too. So if it got really bad, I'd throw that on over everything because it's waterproof, so I could go shovel snow.
And I'm not used to a city being built for snow. You know how down here, you know, if some snow's a little ice, we shut the shit down.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not like, up there.
Yeah, exactly. People, motherfuckers still going to work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Going to school.
Yeah.
I like snow days. Shut it down. I don't want to go anywhere.
But yeah, I'm looking for a switch, man. Yeah. Looking for a switch.
John Hickok moved to Chicago, and he loves it.
Yeah, there's a Chicago-Nashville connection. I love it.
It's the Zanies.
Yeah, of course. There's that. And I mean,
our friend Hannah Rushline is in Chicago.
Yeah, shout out Hannah Rushline.
Yeah, I just love all the clubs they have up there, bro. I love the food, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The summertime is beautiful,
I
man.
I love Chicago because literally, like, two doors down from the Zanies, Old Town Chicago, is Second City.
Ooh, legendary.
Yeah. Legendary.
Legendary.
Right,
gave us Amy Poehler, gave us Steve Carell, a host of others. Most of the killers from SNL came out of there.
Yeah. Aykroyd and Belushi.
Facts.
Yeah.
So speaking of, the SNL movie comes out Saturday.
What?
I'm excited for that. It's an SNL movie. It just snuck under the radar. I guess we didn't. Yeah, it got in my YouTube ass the other day.
That's in
that movie of the first season.
Oh,
yeah,
it.
With Aykroyd and
Chevy Chase, Bill Murray. Wasn't Eddie Murphy the first? Was he season one?
No, he came a little later.
Because
apparently, the first 5 years they were doing it, then Lorne quit for about 5 years. And that's when they brought Eddie in. And then that's when Eddie shined, and then Lorne came back. But yeah. So anyway, I'm thinking about Chicago. So y'all pray that I can handle this damn cold ass weather.
You'll be fine.
Yeah. But yeah, I love it. I need a change, man. And I never know. I've always lived here in Tennessee.
Forever? You know what I
mean? Yeah, exactly. Born and raised.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to move to Atlanta, then I got the fireman job. Mm. And then I was on the fireman, and then comedy started taking off. And I just stayed here, and then, I mean, but I feel like I'm comfortable, and also I'm ready to kind of
go
up there. Yeah, and they got a lot more clubs. They got, you know, they got a rich history of comedy.
Madison is right.
It's still Midwest.
There.
You know what I mean? Nashville and Chicago is the best place to fly out of if you're doing comedy.
Yeah,
I will tell you, Roy Wood Jr. told me, he's like, don't move to Chicago or LA until you've like for real made it. And he's like, if you think you're ready for Nashville or LA, move to Philly or Chicago or DC.
Yeah. Yeah, you mean New York that first time.
Yeah.
LA or New York.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And so, because a lot of people fly to LA, they fly to New York, and then it's kind of oversaturated. On top of that, you got the best comedians on the planet there that's taking spots respectfully as they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, goddamn, as a hungry comedian trying to come up and get in, I'm like, I need some time, and I want to go to a city where, and people are afraid of that Chicago snow. So they don't, LA's beautiful. Of course, that'll call your name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And New York's New York. But Chicago, I feel like it's kind of like an under-the-radar rich city.
Also,
you know
how it slows down in the wintertime here for comedy?
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that, Chicago.
Right, picks up. Yeah.
Oh, my shows are indoor activities. Minnesota.
Yeah, for sure.
Wintertime
people
shows.
Be outside. Yeah. Yeah. I respect
we get
that
out, but we're still in.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we see 40 degrees outside. I don't know if I'm going to that.
Yeah, -20. I'm on my way to the Comedy Corner Underground.
Yeah,
like, let's go.
That's crazy.
It's
a packed crowd.
Yeah, dude. Everyone gets stir crazy.
I love that.
Chicago is incredible.
Yeah.
Like, Austin is, like, the same thing is happening with Austin now that's happened with LA and New York is it's, like, oversaturated because everybody's moving there.
Yep.
But if you notice, like, the people who come in from the other scenes shine and stand out.
Right.
Like, if you look at all the Nashville comics, when Nashville goes to Austin, like, rip.
For sure.
Yeah, that Vulcan show.
They can feel
all...
it. They can feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The last 4 years, bro, our rep has done turned up outside of Nate, because we used to just be under, like, Nate's shadow. And now, of course, Nate's a god. But now it's like people hear you're a Nashville comic, they got respect on that shit now.
That's rad.
I love it.
That's
I love
sick.
It. Well, hey, man, I thank y'all for having me.
Dude, thanks for coming.
We've been talking directions, dude.
Yeah. I know.
Golly, I'm not even going to remember this because I'm high now, so I can't wait to go back and watch this shit again and go down the path and see what we did.
We're going to slap all of this on the internet.
Yeah. Love it. I love it.
You want to shout out your socials?
Yes, at Sir Joshua Black. I'm at 500,000 followers on TikTok. Holler at your boy. I'm doing sketches every week. Yes, I'm out here doing my thing.
What do you mean sketches?
I'm doing comedy sketches.
How like, cute.
Every week I'm doing comedy sketches. I'm trying to post more stand-up, too. I love how you're posting your stand-up. I've been so like, no, it's my baby. But I'm like, I'm getting more free with that shit now. So check it out. I got stand-up. I got sketches. I'm posting just funny shit. I'm on Twitter talking shit. Holla at your boy, man. I'm in a town near you, Chicago. I'm on the way.
Woo!
Aliens!
Let's go.
Aliens! And tornadoes.
What in tarnation?